Please be advised, this podcast may contain strong language. This is the King's Arena Podcast, powered by Devon Kings, a cooking oil, margarine, and seasoning brand.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the King's Arena Podcast, brought to you by Devon Kings. My name is Mary Colette, your lovely host. And as usual, I have two very special guests. I know I always say special, but trust me, every guest is special in their own way. Okay, and I have two very special guests in the studio with me. First off, I have Big Ma, right?
Yes, you're correct.
So Big Ma is a PR consultant and freelance writer. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Pleasure to have you on the pod. And I've also got Yomi. Yomi is a techpreneur. Did I pronounce that correctly? 100%.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you did.
How are you doing, Yomi?
I'm great.
I have to say, I noticed that both of you have very 21st century professions. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, you could say that. Well, PR isn't 21st. I mean, PR is like, you know, it's really old school.
It is?
Yeah, PR. I'm not doing social media PR.
Oh, okay.
So I'm doing like old school PR. One-on-one marketing.
What is one-on-one marketing?
With people, you know, interacting with people on a one-on-one level, not going on social media or trying to Instagram market you, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's that like?
Very tasking because it's not, thanks to technology, thanks to technology, it's not like it used to be back then. Everybody is going forward wanting to do more of online stuff.
Yeah.
The one-on-one thing is not, you know, happening
as popular as it used to be.
And thanks to Corona too.
Yes.
That has even made it worse because nobody wants to be in contact with
anybody again. So do you think you're ever going to branch into like the social media aspect of PR?
I'd rather do something else.
Why? You seem to not like social media PR at all.
I'm very social media backward in so many ways. I find it quite distracting. It's not who I am.
Okay.
So as much as, even when I tell them I always outsource that part of my job to a different, you know, company.
That's new.
Yes.
You always seem to find people trying to like evolve and just move with the trend, and you just seem not to care at all.
I'm quite old school when it comes to so many things.
I respect that. Let's talk about you, Yomi. Let's talk about your job, techpreneur. That's not a common job, is it?
Maybe not a common name, but it's a common job.
Okay, so what do you do precisely?
I solve people's problems and I provide them with services.
Okay.
And I provide them with upgrades for their devices.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, without technology, we won't be here right now. Like, we won't be able to talk to millions of people.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, right now it's like humans and technology, we're like twins, basically. Like, it's like the oil we operate on now. Like, we are the car and technology is the fuel. So basically, you know, when you can do so many things that used to be so hard back in the days, and, you know, from the comfort of your home.
Yeah.
That is mind blowing, and who wouldn't want that? So basically, my job is connecting the world.
I feel like I have two people on opposite sides.
I was going to say.
You are very like tech savvy and you are just very like, I don't know, I like things done the old school way.
Yeah.
So would you say that you're self-employed?
I have always been.
I've
always been on track, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you've never had to like search for a job at like maybe like the early stages of your life?
Started when I was in uni, paid all my bills, still pay my bills. I'm fine.
So you never? I feel like, lucky you.
Yeah.
I can't relate.
Neither can I.
I've been doing a lot of freelance and whatnot. I've had to look for jobs. I've had to, you know, visit offices and do interviews and whatnot and get turned down. That's like the really, really bad part, getting turned down, especially when you're very optimistic about what you want and you feel like you've gotten it.
Yeah. Speaking about being turned down, have you ever had to lie? You know, when you're trying to get a job or get a contract, have you ever had to like maybe just tell a little white lie?
I wouldn't say lie. I would say embellish.
That's a very nice way to put it.
You know, when you just like add a little bit of sugar to what you want, you know, telling them you can do. even though you know you don't really have an experience in that
area, yeah,
but you know you really need that job and you need to get paid.
Okay.
So you kind of like just say, well, I can do so, so and so, but knowing fully well that you're going to go and Google how to do
how to do it. Have you ever done that, Yomi? I mean, in like maybe getting contracts
The thing is this, yeah. I might not have gone for job interviews, like a proper application, but like,
yeah.
I do like tens of interviews daily because I believe sales, when you want to sell stuff, it's an interview basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're trying to sell the person. You know, you're trying to convince them to buy from you. Why they shouldn't buy, I mean, you're trying to give them a reason why they shouldn't buy from a million other people. So basically, embellish, definitely.
Yeah.
Because they're going to ask you some serious, if you come prepared and your outfit is nice and everything is in place, you're going to ace it. So that's what I believe about interviews.
Mm.
If you come prepared in your field, and you come prepared, only if they just decided to go with someone else because maybe they got a better...
But just outfit or the total package?
Total package, okay. Basically. You know, okay. It's the whole structure. Everything has to work hand in hand, you understand? So basically, the way I see it, it's just a test of wits.
Yeah. I think personally for me, when I first started like job hunting, my major problem was experience. Everybody wanted someone with experience. Yeah. So it's like, oh, you need experience to get a job, but you also need a job to get experience.
You can also embellish your experience. You can.
Have you ever done that?
Well, kind of. There was a job I really wanted, you know, at a media house.
Okay.
And I just went in, even though I'd only worked somewhere for like 4 months doing IT. I went in there saying I'd worked as, I didn't say it was IT, like it was a job. I talked about it as if
it was an actual job. Technically it was an actual job. You just had the word IT on it, but you did like a proper job at the place, right?
Not really. Just following people around and trying to learn on my own, time.
No, okay.
But you know, when you're observing, you're learning the most.
Well, there's that. I learned a lot. Actually, I learned a lot. And by the time they employed me, it was like, I knew what I was doing. But really, I felt like, you know,
Do you really know what you're doing?
Yeah.
But you told your, you know, subsequent employer that you had experience. And did that help you get the job?
Yeah, it did. Because, well, when they asked certain questions, because I was observing, I could answer certain, you know, questions that they threw at me.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I had not done the job myself physically, it felt like I had known about the job and I knew what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what about you, Yomi? Your early years as a techpreneur. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously your clients and people you're trying to pitch things to would want to know if you have experience. And you didn't always have experience, did you?
Well, what is experience basically? It's information gathered over time.
Yes. So, and also like,
if you don't know it, you don't know it. But there are systematic ways you can actually
tell us, teach us, Yomi.
Yes. We're at your feet.
Yeah, right. And the client wants you to actually make them have confidence in you.
Mm.
So you can reascertain your worth. Even if you don't know it. Even if you don't know it. You just need to know just enough to pass.
Hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Well,
basically, if you can find a way to communicate, okay, if they ask you a tough question and you don't know, you know, there's a way you can actually like put it on like, okay. And if you did well enough, they might just employ you.
Hmm.
He has a point there.
He does. I mean, in real life, because these things are easier said, don't you think?
But in the reality of
things, in the grand scheme of things, you're like, I don't know if that, because sometimes people are very like, straight up, if you don't have 2 years experience, don't even bother applying for this job. They don't really want to know if you have an idea or not.
Sorry, let me ask you a question here.
Okay.
If you have a job that you need, if you have a job position that you need someone that is hardworking, very hardworking, very quick to learn, and they what is it called? They are always available and they're hungry. It's very important.
Mm-hmm.
And you have someone that has experience. The probability that you give it to someone that is hungry, that is hardworking, that is ready to learn, is higher because you can see yourself in them sometimes.
Not in Lagos employment market. Not in Lagos. This experience they're looking for. They don't want to know that you're hungry.
Experience or clout.
Yes, or you have connections. or you have connections. They don't want
or to you know. Have clout, or you have numbers on social. Do you know social media? Yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes it's not even really about. It's like, how many followers do you have on social media? Okay, exactly. This person's face will help us push the brand and yes. something like that. That I feel like experience. And that's why people are constantly lying. People are constantly embellishing in your words.
not lying.
But is that necessarily a bad thing? Would you say? You wanted to say something, Yemi.
You're asking me if lying is a bad thing?
No, embellishing. Embellishing. Would you? Is it necessarily a bad thing?
In layman's terms, you're asking me if lying is a bad thing.
I mean, you know you can do the job.
I won't be here right now if I didn't lie.
No.
Let me be straight.
I like that you're keeping it real.
Because can't be like, okay, there's this. I should come on, and I'm like, okay, what's that about? And it's like jobs. I'm like, dude, I've never worked for anybody before. But that's between me and you.
Yeah.
But, you know, of course I could talk now, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay. Pardon my French. But basically, I would embellish. And I'm here right now, sitting here.
Exactly.
So basically, I think that answers it.
What about you? Do you think it's necessarily a bad thing in the grand scheme of things to get what you want?
It's not if it's going to get you to where you want to get to. Because for someone like me that actually proudly... I can say this, I'm a dropout.
Okay.
I've never finished any degree, even though I've gone to 3 universities. Don't ask me, long story.
Okay. All right.
I never finished any degree, but I've always gotten jobs. How have I gotten them? Because I embellished a little.
And do you go on to prove yourself at those jobs?
Definitely. I've only been fired once. That's a different reason. But I've never been, besides that, I've always worked, you know, well. I always get reference. I always get people saying they want to work with me. They always reference my work. So that means I'm doing something right.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, I don't have the degree that you're looking for, even though I don't have the standards and the experience as such.
That you're looking for.
They're looking for.
Have you ever had to lie about remuneration? I feel like I'm on that table. I feel like I've falsified details of like how much I've been paid in like previous jobs.
Oh yeah, definitely.
To get now. Higher pay.
Yes, now you have to let them know your worth. How are you going to get more money if you're lowballing yourself?
Yemi, why do I feel like you're judging us? Because you're just looking at us like these people.
No. I have a judgy face. No, I'm not judging.
You're not judging. So tell us, have you ever had to like tell someone? Because sometimes people come to you with some kind of money and you just have to let them know that, look, I mean, the previous job I did for so-and-so person, this is how much they paid me.
Yeah.
Even though that's not really how much they paid you. But you just have to like big up that price so the person would know to like do better.
So like they're going to negotiate.
Do you understand?
To your standard.
Well, I believe life is in stages. Yet, you know, when you are ready to receive more money, you will know as a person. Basically, when you will just know. You know the way you see yourself and the way people see you, there are two different things. You know, you need to see yourself as worthy of what you want to receive.
I agree with that.
So basically, 100%. If you don't see yourself that way and you're asking for more, they won't give it to you. But if you see yourself that way and you're sure, like, nah, I ain't doing that.
I'm more than that.
More than that. Then they will comply.
Yeah.
Because basically I'm an employee, are out there to cheat. Not to cheat.
Are you out there to cheat?
No, not to cheat, but to minimize their spending, to save money, basically.
I think it's called micromanaging.
Micromanaging. They will never pay you what you're worth. Never.
Sure.
Never.
There's something that said your employee would never pay you enough to live beside or live in the same estate or as his neighbor.
Of course not. True. Of course not.
True.
So that's just the way it is, you know. Like, so basically, if you are worth it and you know, when you see it, you can actually demand whatever you want.
Why do you micromanage?
Okay. Let me put it this way, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you want a very active business, your employees have to be happy. So basically, I'm not micromanaging. I'm just giving them enough to make them happy. Once they are happy, they're productive. When they are productive, business will grow.
Why can't you give them more?
No, it doesn't. They are not ready for it. It doesn't work that way.
Nobody is ever not ready for more money.
You don't just throw money away. I'm running a business.
Okay.
My turnover is important to me. How much I take home at the end of the day is important to me. But your happiness too. You working for me because you're the face of the business. One way or the other. As long as you're happy, it's fine. The day you come to me and you complain, then I'll review your importance to my business. If it's worth it, I'll give you a raise. If it's not worth it, you can go.
I mean, I feel you on that one.
Simple.
I feel you on that one. Where I would have had a problem, because I feel like with most people that micromanage, is that even when they see someone's importance, they still find it difficult to give the person a raise.
No, no, but there'll be incentives, of course. If you're exceptional, there'll be...
Even incentives. No, I have worked with a micromanager before, and even incentives were, like, difficult, like, over time. And
you won't even get held. You won't get...
That's why I use the word happy. It's very important, you know. Happy employees, productivity, great. It's very, very important. Happy. As long as they are happy and they are you are accessible, that's very important as an employee. They have to be able to come to you one-on-one, talk to you one-on-one, play with you one-on-one, crack jokes, learn about your family, talk about stuff. You know, it might not be 2 minutes, 5 minutes a day, but it's important. You have to be accessible.
Not everybody can say that. I think that is just you, because,
I understand what you're saying.
Not everybody does that.
No.
Have you ever experienced, like, employees who were not, like, the way Yomi just described?
Yeah, I worked with someone who used to stifle us, and he wasn't paying us even as much as, you know, we needed to make us happy. But we were working late hours. Like, I would go home 1 a.m., sometimes 3 a.m., and sometimes I wouldn't even get my salary on time, or he would reduce it for some reason. He just feels like maybe he would say maybe I was late, which the fault is his. I'm getting home 3 a.m. You don't expect me to get to the office on time.
At 8 a.m. the next day, if you're getting home at 3 a.m.
It's not going to happen. I'm going to sleep in.
Yeah.
And then he'll remove it from my salary, and I'm that kind of person that I'll be like, I won't argue with you. I'll just be quiet about it and I'll take it. And he kept doing stuff like that, you know. People started dropping, most of his employees just started leaving one by one. Me too. There was a day I just got fed up. I just sent an email. I was like, you know what, it has been fun working with you, but I don't think I can do this anymore.
Speaking more on common lies told while job hunting, I'm going to ask you this question, because you told me that you didn't really like finish your schools.
Yeah.
And have you ever had to lie about your grades or your qualifications?
I wouldn't say lie, because I did a professional course.
Okay.
And when I started working, it started out in radio.
What? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I started out as an OAP. So when I was going to get that job, I used my professional qualification to get it.
Oh, so you just put that foot out all the time?
That's all I put out, because I don't have any other thing to put out.
I understand. I mean, I feel like I've never had to lie about my, you know, qualifications, because what I've come to find out is I don't think I've ever used my qualifications or my certificate to get any job. Period.
Wow. What have you ever had to lie about?
Yeah. What have I ever had to lie about?
Probably remunerations.
That one for sure. I always charge, like, tell people, look, where I'm coming from, they paid me this or so amount, so you can't be charging me low like that. So that one for sure. But when it comes to, like, qualifications, I feel like I've never ever had to use my qualifications to get a job. It's usually more about, like, what I have done before, which makes me wonder what really is the importance of getting getting certificate for, like, an education.
I've been asking that since I started working, because ever since I dropped out in 2008, I've been working since then.
And you've been fine?
I've been fine. I've not had the need to go like, oh, I need to go back to school to get my paper done, because I've not used any...
You know how to use your degree.
Nobody has asked me for it.
Neither have... I didn't even collect my certificate. So it makes me wonder, why did I spend almost 5 years in school trying to get... I mean, I studied human resource management, and here I am hosting a podcast and being a content creator on social media and all that, and nothing related to my course or study.
I think it's because they put too much emphasis on go to school, not really about what you're good at.
I think, yeah, we grew, at least everybody here is... We grew up in, like, the century we grew up here, basically, the emphasis on education was really high.
Yeah.
So basically, and then the internet came, the 21st century came, then the big bloom. There were, now basically, a 16-year-old boy, 17-year-old boy, 18-year-old boy can make millions on TikTok. It's easier now.
Yes.
So those were, when we were growing up, those were the available options.
They weren't.
Now can choose not to go to school and become a megastar overnight.
These people are lucky.
So basically, you know, so like lucky. I'm gonna come in again with technology. You know,
I just have a problem with understanding. You know, like you trying to teach your mom how to use a computer.
Yeah,
I am that way with technology.
But you don't look like you were born in the. Is it Gen X?
No,
Gen Y, I don't even know. But you look like
Gen Z.
You know, you're not. She's definitely not a Gen Z.
No, I'm a millennial. No,
exactly. So how come?
I don't know. I just love things the way they used to be.
The way they you that's using, a first
using an abacus. You know,
no
abacus. Hey, I've not heard that thing since like abacus. What?
No, I would sooner
pull out a calculator before I find it on my phone.
Wow. I feel like social media is my resume.
Let me give you... Wow. Sorry, mm-hmm. can I button? Sorry.
Yeah, sure.
Let me give you an example here. Before the AirPod came into play, the wired earphones existed.
Mm.
Did they use an AirPod? Mm. I shit you... Okay, sorry.
I kid you not.
I kid you not. You are never going to use your wired earphones anymore. You know why?
I agree.
Connectivity, wirelessly. You can move your hands, you can walk about 10 meters.
You see...
That's no joke.
But you see, here I am thinking, what if it falls out of my ears? My ears are so small. How would it stay
it was?
So basically, those are the things I think about.
You are limiting yourself from progressing in technology based on your
assumptions. Yes. And because I haven't even tried.
That's the thing about me. At least I'm being honest about that.
Yeah.
When it comes to technology, before I try it, I'm like, is this thing going to work for me?
Yeah.
What if I embarrass myself? Like the first time I had to go on an escalator.
Okay.
It was hilarious. I almost you know those videos like, that you
remind
see?
Me of my mom.
I almost felt like I almost tripped into like three people behind me.
Oh my God.
Until I got the hang of it. Now I go on it, I'm like, oh, okay.
A boss. Okay. Cool. Easy peasy.
So basically, technology improves lives. You just need to learn.
I just stay using Windows 10. So like, I'm really, really
busy. You just need to be more open.
Windows
10, to
so don't worry, you're still up to date.
Yeah.
I've not even figured it out completely.
You just need to be more open to it. You just need to be more open. Because I feel like social media is my resume, like I said. Like, most times if people ask me, oh, send me a demo, I just tell them, go on my YouTube. Like, I have countless of videos of me talking and just being me, you know, on my YouTube or on my Instagram. I feel like my social media would tell you more, everything you need to know pretty much about me, than even like a resume where you pretty much lie. Because you write all those things. I'm a goal-driven person who likes to work in a very...
But wait. You know that people only put the best bits on their social media, which is still
still sugar-coated in a sense.
My social media is more like a photo dump place. It's like where I'm just having fun. Like basically what I put on my social media is stuff that...
Yeah.
On a good day, why am I looking at that?
But you know that in the 21st century, social media has become more curated, in the sense that I feel like people are being more intentional with what they put out there, because you know that it can, in the long run, make you money.
Well,
even more than like job hunting for the, you know, regular kind of jobs where you have to lie and say, oh, I love working with people. I love working in challenging environments and all that. I can't work on that. All those lies. You know, you can't work on that pressure. But you know, I feel like social media says more, everything that you need to know about me. And I feel like that's taking away from the, you know, regular CVs that we have.
Yeah.
And I feel like, are you very open on social? Are you very like active on social media? Yummy.
I post a shit ton of things, anything I feel like.
And has social media ever landed you a job?
I mean, I get a lot of clients based on my lifestyle. Like
on social media.
Trust me, like I make money from being real online.
Mm.
Just post. People just want to be like you. You know, just, you know, one way or the other, you get fans, you get following, and before you know it, they think, oh, he got that, let me get that too. Might be like you. Oh, he did that. Oh, he went here. Oh, let me check it out too. You know, so you get a cult following from social media. That's basically what it's about.
Social, guess on social. Like, I feel like social media is a very good resume.
And if you're good at it,
trust me.
I have with social media is instead I just get stalkers.
You get stalkers. Must be nice. I mean, you can get stock as to job banner. No, but you can get stock as to job bar. Maybe you want to stalk me. Today's my birthday. Send money. How about that?
Very weird stalkers.
Oh, so this one doesn't even have money. What kind of stalk? I don't want those ones.
Exactly.
I want rich stalkers. I'll say, baby, how much do you want? And stuff like that. But yeah, I feel like social media is definitely like, you should look into it.
Well, I mean, I've tried. It's not like I have followers. Oh, it's not like I don't have followers and whatnot. But at the same time, I don't use it as you use it, like to, you know, put out content and
yeah.
stuff. It's just stuff I like to do. Like, I'm a karaoke addict, so yeah. I put up my karaoke videos yeah. when I'm singing and just having
but as
fun.
A PR person,
I have a PR page for business.
And do you get business from that PR page?
I get my business from referrals, the old school way.
There's that.
That's how I get my business.
And those and the people who you do business with never want to like see your social media.
Funny thing is, the people I work with, they always want hands-on PR. Like, they want the old school because it's mostly like for events or stuff like that.
Yeah.
So mine is just to advise you. And if you want to use social media, I'll tell you, see, you're going to do ads. And that's like my easy way out. You want to use social media, you're going to do ads. Don't stress me.
Yeah.
I can do the ads for you.
Yeah.
You see the numbers. Leave me alone.
All right, Yomi, what's the one thing you always look out for when it comes to like hiring?
Hiring people?
Yes, hiring people to work for you.
So it's quite simple, just.
So do you look at like all those extra stuff, like things that are obvious lies?
For me, yeah. Be reasonable as a person. One. Two, be hardworking. Three, be ready to learn. It's very important. Number three, very ready to learn.
Yeah.
That's all. I've been where you are right now. Once you understand that, once you really understand and digest that, we're good to go.
But you don't really know all those things from the jump.
Yeah,
so say someone sends you their CV.
Okay.
What are you looking at? Someone, obviously, because that's always the first step.
When I talk to you, I would pick some things. It's basic. I need to talk to you one-on-one. I would talk to you. We can even go and eat together. We can even chill together. We can even go to a bar together. We'll do something together.
Yeah.
I'll shortlist you. And when I talk to you and we play together, I mean, if you give me enough to employ you, I will employ you.
Okay. Mm. What about you? Do you have a trick that you use when you're like job hunting to like land the job?
I don't have any trick. What works for me is just my personality. Once I start talking to the person, you know, we start joking. I've heard that I'm funny. So that, you know, kind of helps. Makes the person feel more relaxed.
So I use wit.
Are you saying personality over resume?
Well, I mean, I've been getting jobs.
With your personality. Must be nice. I mean, I'm trying to think. When I sent my resume for, the first job I ever got, by the way, was via social media.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So I saw this company, they put out like an advert on Instablog and, you know, they're like a new company. They were looking for presenters and everything. So I figured they'll need people. So I slid in their DM and told them, look, I'm willing to work. I've done this and that and the third. I did a little bit of acting, you know, before. So the reason why they hired me was because they had seen me, you know, do acting and do stuff. So it was more of like experience for them. And I feel like I've gotten more jobs based on like what I've done. And I feel like that's one of the reasons why I don't hold back anymore when it comes to putting myself out there, be it on social media, on YouTube, because I've come to find out that people actually want to see these things.
Yeah.
Like, it's not really about what you type and what you say. They want to actually see it for themselves. So if you say I'm a bubbly person, I want
to
go on your social media and see you being like bubbly or I'm colorful, I enjoy having fun. They want to see you like do these things. So because they had seen it before, that worked for me.
So basically they want you to be relatable?
Yes. They want me to be relatable. They want to see me, all those things that I said
that's do. That's where your personality comes in.
Yes. And I feel like that's what works for, especially if you're in the media.
Yes.
I feel like in the media space, yes. I don't know how it works for tech. I feel like tech is very like...
It's more...
Tech is more...
Straightforward.
See, when I do one-on-one with you, I need to know how you relate to people and how easily you get irritated, because to be frank, people that buy stuff that In fact, they are
frustrating.
The words I'm about to use are really, they are not made for TV, so I'm not going to say it. But no, they are from the pit of hell. Because once they give you money, they believe they own your life. You know, even if it's the money is not much, but they believe they own you. So basically, it's a service job. I need to know you can take pressure.
Yeah.
I need to know that, you know, you can actually be attentive to things. Because every mistake you make will cost us money.
So a one-on-one conversation is very important.
Very, very important. I need to know how attentive you are. I will send you a couple, like, we're going to be together for a while. You know, I just observe. You know, it's very important. Very, very important.
I agree. I mean, whatever works for you, definitely.
So far, that's so.
This was an interesting conversation. Anything you want to add, Bigma?
Well, not much. Just saying, need new clients if you want to work with me.
I know. I'm funny.
Holla.
All right. This was a very interesting conversation, Bigma and Yomi. I enjoyed this.
I can add mine too, right?
Yeah, sure. Do you want to add something?
Rest in peace, DMX.
Ooh, yes.
I mean, I grew up with you. I miss you. So it's fine.
Yeah. And I think we would all miss him.
Yeah,
yes,
we do.
Yeah.
There was Brenda, Leticia. let's just stop. Yeah, so this was a fun episode. I hope you guys come back and I hope you enjoyed having this conversation with me.
Did.
Yes, it yes. And I really hope you enjoyed listening as well. I will see you on the next episode of Kings Arena, brought to you by Devon Kings. I'm your lovely host, Mary Collette, and I will see you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Kings Arena podcast, powered by Devon Kings. Produced by Blow 48 Invent. Mixed and mastered by 808 Extra. Follow us on Instagram @DevonKingsNG and on YouTube, Devon Kings.